This is VOA News Via Remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. A bomb explosion in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, early Sunday killed a government spokesman and two of his colleagues. Officials say a magnetic mine targeted a vehicle that was transporting a spokesman for the National Public Protection Force in the country's Interior Affairs Ministry. Afghan's President Ashraf Ghani vehemently condemned the terrorist act and ordered the relevant authorities to arrest those behind it, his office said. No one claimed responsibility for the bombing, but the president blamed Taliban insurgents for plotting it. Pope Francis and Britain's Queen Elizabeth have become the latest high-profile figures to join the global coronavirus vaccine campaign. More than 1.9 million people worldwide have now died from the virus. New variants have added to the soaring number of cases and prompted the reintroduction of restrictions on movement across the globe. Meanwhile, some countries have already begun mass inoculation campaigns. Pope Francis urged people to get the vaccination, calling opposition to the shot suicide denial. He said he would get inoculated against the virus himself next week when the Vatican begins its vaccination campaign. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II and her husband Prince Philip received their COVID-19 vaccinations on Saturday, according to Buckingham Palace. It was a rare public comment on the private health matters of the 94-year-old monarch and her 99-year-old husband. More than 1.5 million people in Britain have so far received virus jabs as the biggest immunization program in its history rolls out, with priority given to the elderly, their caregivers, and health workers. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Efforts to hold U.S. President Donald Trump accountable for his role in inciting the mob that overran the U.S. Capitol early this week gained momentum this weekend. Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives have announced they will introduce articles of impeachment as early as Monday. Representative Ted Lieu, a Democrat from the state of Florida who helped draft the charges against Trump, tweeted on Saturday that the articles had 180 co-sponsors. Few Republicans were among them, of course. If the House were to impeach the president for a second time, that would trigger a trial in the Senate, which has acquitted Trump once before and is to be in recess until January 19th, and the inauguration is January 20th. Democratic congressional leaders have also called on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment, which offers an alternative and perhaps quicker way to remove the president from office. Pence has not responded, but has reportedly told colleagues he does not favor such an action. Iraq has denounced as unacceptable a U.S. decision to blacklist the leader of a state umbrella group for mainly Iran-backed Shiite militia. Washington imposed sanctions Friday on Faleh al-Fayed, head of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces, or PFM. The U.S. Treasury Secretary accused him of leading militia that killed hundreds of protesters with live ammunition during a crackdown on anti-government demonstrations in 2019. It said he had coordinated with Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The Iraqi foreign ministry called the decision an unacceptable surprise and said it will follow up with the current and new administration in Washington on all decisions by the Treasury Department against Iraqis. Iraq is a close military ally of both the United States and Iran, which have battled for influence there since a U.S.-led invasion in 2003 toppled dictator Saddam Hussein. Both countries supplied military support to Baghdad to fight against Islamic State forces from 2014 to 2017. The United States still has thousands of troops in Iraq, while Iran still supports the Popular Mobilization Forces. A massive electricity blackout this weekend plunged much of Pakistan into darkness. The power breakout in the country of around 220 million left all major cities, including the capital Islamabad and the commercial hub Karachi, without electricity for hours. Pakistan's power minister confirmed that the shutdown was caused by a technical fault in a power plant in southern Pakistan. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.